There are some people I know that feel that the encounters with these entities are evil. I get the question all the time, you know, are they good? Are they bad? You know, we want to put everything in a nice little neat box. And really, I do not think they're either. They're not malevolent or benevolent.
Do you think they're happening?
Oh, absolutely. I have so much documented now. I'm working on my second and third book as we speak, writing my second and third book.
First one's called Chosen, right?
First one's called Chosen, which is out now, doing very well. I thank everybody out there. And the second one that I'm writing is, believe it or not, it's a mass abduction. It's a very interesting case in the Coronado Island in San Diego several years ago. 11 people were abducted all on the same weekend when I was emceeing a conference. At the same time, this was at the Del Coronado, that President Clinton was on the island as well,
huh,
and in the same hotel. So,
fascinating.
So I'm putting everything together, lots of notes, lots of regression and transcripts. So I'm hoping to have that out June of 2011. But, you know, people know me, George, by my abduction work and, of course, my book Chosen. But they forget that my specialty is PTSD. And PTSD can happen to, of course, our military returning now from Iraq, people who suffered as children, you know, some kind of abuse.
Oh, absolutely. It's got to be huge. Huh?
People that cleaned up after these terrorist attacks, like, for instance, at 9/11.
Mm-hmm.
I'm here tonight, and I really want to thank you again for giving me this opportunity to talk about cases, not only the abduction cases that I've dealt with for the last 20 years, but also I've dealt with people in the military who have had encounters, and not just abduction encounters, but close encounters.
Well, when I was 21 years old, I had the opportunity to interview via phone Dr. Benjamin Simon when he was in Boston,
mm-hmm,
who was the hypnotherapist psychiatrist for Barney and Betty Hill. And he told me, and I will distinctly remember this, when I asked him, I said, do you believe that this couple was abducted? And he said, I believe that they believe it,
mm-hmm,
that they are not lying, that whatever happened to them was real in their minds, and that it's very possible. And that's what he said. And, he could not say to me, yes, it surely happened. But he also couldn't say, no, it did not.
Did not happen.
But he was convinced that they believed it happened. So that's pretty dramatic all by itself.
It is. And especially back in the day, you know, when Betty and Barney Hill had that experience. Of course, back then, nobody knew about missing time and abduction and but here we have come a long way, and you know, I had the opportunity to study with my colleague Bud Hopkins,
mm-hmm,
for when I first started my practice, and learned so much. And in the 20 years now, I can say, George, that and I know many therapists do not want to put their necks out on the chopping block, but I can say that people out there, and there are thousands, millions of people, I'm talking worldwide, are having true physical contact or abduction experiences.
Now, can we say from what or whom?
At this point, we cannot. I mean, they describe, of course, as you know, the typical 3 to 4 foot gray beings with the large eyes. Those seem to be the ones that are doing the abduction.
Right. In the movie, they called it the owl, right?
Yes.
It was,
yes,
a tight, yes, shot. It looked like an owl when they were out of focus, and then when you, mm-hmm, focused it, you clearly could see it, a very daunting-looking alien gray.
Absolutely. This is what we call a screen memory. It comes in the form of an owl or deer eyes. It's something about the eyes that people have a problem with.
And you get a lot of that in your hypnotherapy sessions?
Absolutely. There's a lot of screen memory. It's very, very interesting where people will have an episode of missing time. Of course, they don't realize it until sometimes many years later. And they'll say, you know, I was driving with my family and we came across blinking lights, and I, you know, it was ambulance, and they were just blinking, and then they don't remember anything after that. And something about the situation started haunting them, but later, you know, many years later, and this is a strange component to what we call the missing time experiences, but it's very, very common. I'm at the point now where you become sort of like a police detective. So when someone contacts you and they begin to tell you about their experiences, and of course now we're at the age of email and text messages. Now I'm getting emails from all over the world, and people describe almost the same type of experience.
How do you find these people, Yvonne, or how do they find you?
They find me, George, probably, well, thanks to, you know, your show, my website. I do not advertise. I think, you know, when you're in a business for a certain amount of time and you gain a reputation, people then come to you. And you know, I wish I could help everyone around the world. I mean, I received just an email the other morning from someone in Spain, another one, you know, from Australia. I mean, they're from all over the world. In fact, I'm doing another radio show out of Australia.
What have you concluded personally about this phenomenon?
Right now, number one, as I mentioned before, I know that these experiences are real. These people are not imagining these experiences.
But would you have to say, though, that they're real, like Benjamin Simon told me they're real? Like something's happening to these people, and they believe it. We just don't know what it is.
That's exactly.
Okay.
We're getting a little bit closer. I mean, I feel very, very strongly that whatever these, whoever they are, extraterrestrials, we'll say, whatever they're doing, I feel that their agenda revolves around the hybrid program. I try to not talk about this too much when I'm doing an interview because I'm trying to reach out to the mainstream general public. So when you start talking about hybridization, you know, alien and human offspring, because during the experiences they take ova and sperm, people are shown babies. I mean, we're really getting into the very depth of the abduction experience.